Welcome to my Tuesday conference call, everybody. I'm Ted Keyes, your host and top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free, high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top-producing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. On the call today, I will show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And make sure after the call today you go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of my podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and most important, while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success Store for top-notch freight-moving products to really explode your freight business today. When you arrive at my store, you'll see a host of products available there for purchase. The first one you'll see there is my flagship product, my Freight Sales Success Guide, typically for beginner and struggling freight agents. However, you know, for those of you that are on the call and part of our or you're part of our office, you've already received this free of charge, which I do provide for all those agents that do join our office. Another product you'll see there available is my Freight Sales Success Quotes. These quotes assist you and motivate you daily as you pick up the phone and connect and build relationships with the marketplace. My next product you'll see there is my Freight Sales Success Skills. And as you know, this profession requires a tremendous amount of skills. This product, my Freight Sales Success Skills, definitely provides that for you. Also, you'll see my Freight Sales Success Training. It's a 17-video course that'll take you from knowing little or nothing about moving freight to covering your first load and beyond as you watch the videos in sequence there for you. All those products available in my Freight Sales Success Store today. And after hang tight here, folks. And while you're there at my website, on any page that you're on, just go to the right. If you haven't done this already, enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your weekly email invite to this and every call. You'll also receive the free attachments that I provide on each and every call. Also, as a freebie, just by doing that, you'll receive my free report, 11 Ways Freight Agents Will Increase Their Income. And just so you know, that my report that has been downloaded thousands of times before. And if you have any questions today about anything I went over today, whatever it is, or more importantly, are you ready to join our top-producing freight sales office, then give me, Ted Keyes, a call. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic is, and it's a good one, freight prospects are actually meaning this. Freight prospects are actually meaning this. For those of you that are on my email list, you did receive an invite to the call today. Just go to any one of those invites that I sent you, scroll down to the bottom, and we're going to go over those attachments. So again, those free attachments that I have provided already. Just go ahead and open up that first one there. As today we talk about, freight prospects are actually meaning this. Hang tight, folks, while I take a swig. For those of you that have been in the profession a while or before, you will know that as you make contact with the marketplace and you speak to shipping decision makers, They give you a lot of lines that you really question, gee, did they really mean what they said? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about when you talk to freight prospects and they say certain things, you're going to question, hey, did they really mean what they say? Hence, freight prospects are actually meaning this. So when they say something, do they actually mean it or are they meaning something else? Very good topic for today. Please pay attention as I go along here. So go ahead and open up that first attachment. Again, as we talk about freight prospects are actually meaning this. So I will say this. The best freight sales agents, they don't just listen to what their freight prospects say. They also figure out what their words mean as well. And you're going to do this. You do this as well with your kids. You do this as well with your spouse. You question, did they say what they really mean? Well, freight prospects do it to us all the time. Good freight sales agents, they also figure out what their words mean as well, as I said earlier. So if you've been doing this dance now for a while, you know firsthand that your prospects aren't always 100% transparent with you. They're not always up front, or they're not always telling you what they actually mean. What's the reason for that? Well, plain and simple, it's because your freight prospects, for the most part, they don't like to be direct and tell us freight agents this one simple word, two letters, no. The word no, again, two letters, N-O, no. Well, why would that be so difficult? Well, that's just the way how it is. Now, is that your prospect's fault for why they do that? Well, the answer can go either way. However, in the end, it's up to us freight sales agents to immediately connect with our prospects. Again, we do that anyway on value and fit, meaning are we providing value and do we actually fit in what the freight prospect requires of us? And then we have to uncover our freight prospect's true motivations as to why they're giving us the answers that they're giving us. So let's take a look at the common things that our freight prospects say, all right, versus what they actually mean after they say it, and whether you should believe it or not, and dig a little deeper into their actual meaning. So let's just go ahead and flip over to page 2 of our first document. Now, the first line that we really have to pay attention to, and bear in mind, guys, most of these lines you're going to hear in a lot of the initial conversations that you have with your freight prospects. There's a high probability that you won't have any of these as you move along and you make more and more contact. And I say verbal contact, where you're actually verbally talking to your prospects. But let's talk about the first one, the first line that we may hear. And again, this is typically on our first contact. We hear, check back in a couple of weeks. Let me say that again. Check back in a couple of weeks. How many of you have heard that line or that response? Check back with me in a couple weeks. Well, you may take this as I'm interested in your freight service, but I'm currently slammed, all right? However, it's more likely to mean I don't want to say no to you on the phone right now, so I'll just tell you over an email in a couple weeks when you email me, or if when you actually follow up with me. I can't tell you how many times I made a great contact with a freight prospect, and they told me this, check back in a couple weeks, and here I am all excited to get back with them in a couple weeks, and I get back with them in a couple weeks, and all I hear is, now, who are you again? What's your name? What's the name of your company? Not interested. Go away. Okay? So, again, just like anything, you have to read between the lines. Now, here's the reality. Here's the downright reality of this line that you're getting. If your freight prospect feels that your freight service can actually save their company valuable resources or make it more competitive, they'll want your freight moving benefits right now, okay, immediately, right now, and not in the future, not in a couple of weeks. So make sure that you take that into account. So here's the correct way how to respond when you get this line, check back in a couple weeks. Here's what you're going to say. You're going to say, I can do that, all right? I can do that. Just so I give you the most relevant information, can you? And then respond with a qualifying question. Can you, all right? Here's a good qualifying question. Can you give me one of your lanes that you're working on? Okay? I mean, that's a great question. Just ask for one and then see what they say. Not only will this get you more information about your freight prospect, but you'll actually lead them into a full conversation. Because, again, remember, when we get on the phone that first time, a lot of these folks, if we don't go in there with a lot of ammunition and say a lot of things that they are not relating to, their desire is to get us off the phone. So just by saying that, you're actually having a full conversation with them, or you're getting to that point. Here's another thing you can say. Great. Hey. Great. I know you're busy. Are you open to a 5-minute phone call before I follow up with you in a couple of weeks? I require just a little more information to make it sensible for us to keep talking. before I use any more of your time. So two great responses to this line when we hear it. Check back with me in a couple of weeks. Line number two that we get, all right? Line number two that our freight prospects say to us, but it's not what they mean. And that is, I don't have time right now. I don't have time right now. How many times have you heard that talking to your freight prospects, okay? Well, here's the reality of this line. Here's the plain, simple truth. This brush off, again, this brush off translates to, your freight service is not important enough for me to give you the time of day to consider it. I'm just not interested. You haven't said anything or shown me anything that really gets my attention, that really gets my antennas popping up. After all, even the busiest freight prospects will find the time for a freight service that they think will assist them. So that's the reality, guys. If you have like this superior product to whatever they're using, they will provide, they'll make the time for you. Here's how you respond to this line, I don't have time right now. What you're going to say is, not a problem. I'd be happy to follow up in a couple of days, a week, a month, next quarter, but if you have a few minutes right now, I'll show you how my freight service will assist you with your, and then you're going to put in your specific freight challenge that you solve. Again, in my case, I do a lot of bulk freight. It all depends on what trailer they require. Are they looking for hoppers, end dumps, whatever it is? Are they looking for belts? You name it. Whatever it is, hey, I've got trailers in Southern Virginia if you're looking to get loads out of Southern Virginia going into Florida. So that's just the line for me. The key, guys, all right, the key is telling your prospect exactly how you can solve their specific freight challenge, and once they understand how your freight offering is relevant to them, then they'll conclude that you're worth their time. So line number two that they'll say that they really don't mean is, I don't have the time right now. Line number three of what freight prospects are actually meaning when they say this, and that is, I'm too new here to work with you. Again, let me say that again. I'm too new here to work with you. I mean, talk about the brush off. Hey, I'm too new to work with you. I don't understand what I'm doing. Well, here's the reality of this line. It's basically, freight prospects will tell you that they're too new to utilize your service when they're really thinking, again, this is what they're really thinking, I'm afraid to break the status quo, to go outside the boundary. I want to stay here and be average and put my name on the line for this new freight agent who's calling me and this brokerage that I possibly have never heard about. So they'll use that basically to maintain the status quo. And really, how often do we as a country, as a culture, want to stay in that comfort zone? Want to maintain that status quo? Well, here's how to respond to them when you hear this line, I'm too new to work here. Here's how you respond. If your research shows that there's someone higher up, again, this is not responding yet, but if your research shows you that there's someone higher up on the freight ladder that would have more shipping decision-making authority than this contact, here's what you say. I completely understand. Should I be talking to your CMO, your CTO, your CIO, your CXO, whatever it is? I mean, if your research says that there's somebody else up the ladder, ask them, should I be talking to John? Should I be talking to Tom? Should I be talking to Joe? Should I be talking to Ted? Also, I'd love to send you a document showing how our freight service will specifically assist your company with your specific challenge, with your X challenge, whatever that is. That way, okay, guys, that way you'll be on the same page as the name of the higher up or that decision maker, whoever that is. In concluding this thought, I'm too new here to work with you. If you think your prospect does have the authority, well, reduce their perception of risk by saying this. I completely understand. This is just an informational conversation. I'd be happy to send you some information on how other companies like yours in the same industry, okay, have used our freight service, and they're so happy because they've chosen us and they're currently using us. I'd also be happy to set up a conference call so you can learn more about us before we actually get to moving your freight, whatever it specifically is. So line number three, I'm too new here to work with you. Let's go to line number four. Line number four, and what freight prospects are actually meaning when they say to this, we don't have the budget. Okay, how often have you heard, we don't have the budget? Well, you wouldn't hear it a lot in this, but sometimes, hey, they'll throw it in there. We don't have the budget. Well, basically what they're telling you is, we don't have the budget for freight. Well, if you don't have the budget for freight, how are you getting freight out to your prospects or to your customers? Now, there are some companies that they just don't mess with freight, all right? But if they don't mess with freight and their customers route the freight, then you're going to ask them, well, is all your freight customer routed? No, it's not. Well, if it's not customer routed, then how can you not have the budget for freight? I mean, you have to have the budget to move your freight and get it to your customers. But here's the reality. Using that excuse, budget constraints as their excuse, is typically the code for we think your freight service will get the job done for us. However, when you position your freight service as one that they can't live without, their budget constraint will disappear. So basically, you have to prove to them how your freight service is better than all the others. When you do, that budget constraint, it disappears. It's that simple. So how do you respond to that when you hear, we don't have the budget? Well, basically, you say, your approach is going to change depending on which stage of the buying process that your freight prospect is in. Now, if you're talking to the prospect for the first time, here's what you're going to say. Hey, that's okay. We don't expect you to use us right now. We just like the opportunity to share what we're doing and see where it's valuable to your company. Real simple, guys. Real simple way of how to respond. Hey, we don't have the budget for freight. Now, if your prospect is later in the sales process, all right, you're down the line a little bit, but you still haven't moved their freight, go back to that return on investment, okay, by using you. That's called a return on investment. They're investing in you, expecting a return. Go back to that, okay, that return on investment of your freight service, and show how not utilizing you will cost them money. Hey, if you don't use us, if you don't use all the trucks that I have in New Mexico, you know, which is where you're moving your freight out of, basically, here's what's going to happen if you don't use us. I've got the trucks. Now, are you ready to use us? So there's your response to, and the psychology behind that line, we don't have the budget. Fifth line for what freight prospects are actually meaning, but here's what they're saying. This is a good fit for us. Now, in reality, this is a good thing when they tell you this. This is a good fit for us, but you've gotta take it into account what they actually mean by it. So here's the reality when you hear this line, this is a good fit for us. When a freight prospect says your awesome freight service is a good or a great fit or seems like it could really assist them, it's easy, okay? It's easy to mentally put another notch by your name on our Green Meadows Production Sales Leaderboard. However, this is a warning. Okay, here's the downside to hearing something like that. The warning is it can work against you counting your new freight loads before they're actually issued to you. This is a great fit for us. Okay, then the salivating starts. But in reality, what does it mean? Again, you have to take this into account. What do they actually mean by this? So unless your prospect is simultaneously sending that credit app, that company profile sheet, you know, and their freight lanes along with the prices that you'll be moving their loads for, this phrase usually means, here's what it usually means, okay, if they're not giving you their lanes, they're not telling you their rates, okay, this is what it usually means. It means your freight service sounds like a great fit, but I'm also considering two or three other freight brokers, and they look promising as well. So basically, They're giving you the same line that they're giving other brokers. This is a good fit for us, all right? But again, you've got to dig deeper. That's the reality. Now, how do you respond to it? Well, here's how you respond to this. Answer with, how will you know if this is the best fit for you and when will you decide? Plain and simple. How will you know? How will you know if this is the best fit for you and when will you decide? If you've already identified your prospect's major objections, for example, you've met them on price, you've met them on scalability, you've got the trucks available for all their freight loads, now is a perfect time to address them. Okay, in this scenario, swap out the second sentence for, I know you had some concerns about X and Y. Are those holding you back from using us? Okay, great answers to that line. This is a good fit for us. When you hear that, don't just start salivating at the mouth. You've got to dig deeper and make sure that it's specifically you that they're talking about. Okay, if this is a great fit for us, what are your freight lanes? What are you going to pay us? And just see what they respond to. Let's go to line number six. Line number six that you hear from your freight prospects and what they say compared to what they actually mean. You'll hear this. This looks great, but we have to do X. Yes, your freight service, it looks great, but we have to do X first. Well, here's the reality when you hear this one. This reply, it isn't a reply at all. Your freight service is simply missing a feature. Here's the reality. Your awesome freight service is missing a feature that your freight prospects considers to be crucial, whatever feature that is. What this often means is you haven't shown me how your awesome freight service will still solve our challenges. So looks great, but we have to have X, whatever that feature is, whatever feature X is. Here's how you respond to that, guys, because there's always a solution. There's always a solution. Even though your prospect has a solution, your solution may be better. So here's how you respond to this line. Okay, thanks for letting me know. Why is that missing feature a priority for your company? Why is that missing feature a priority for your company? Now, when you ask that, you've got to have a response unless, you know, when they tell you that what you're missing is that determining factor, you've got to have a response. So make sure that you're ready to listen to what they say. Once you've figured out what that X factor is and why it's so important, follow up with, I definitely understand why you want that X factor, whatever it is, again. While our freight service doesn't have that X factor, all right, you can accomplish the exact same outcome by doing our Y feature, okay? You think you need that X factor. Well, I've got the Y feature. We actually decided not to build that X feature in because of, who knows, it could be too expensive, your Y feature is better, it could be a number of reasons. But basically, hey, you want the X factor, I've got the Y feature, again, whatever that is. Your reply demonstrates that you understand, that you fully understand your freight prospect's requirements beyond that surface level that we often get into when we contact them for the first time. So remember, this is these last couple of responses, these are responses that are further down the line as we continue to make contact. You know, it's that 80% rule. Your 80% of your sales are made between the 5th and 12th contact. Well, It's not just making contact. You've got to have conversations like this where they actually give you the freight. Okay, guys? So, as I said, that reply, it demonstrates that you understand your freight prospect's requirements beyond that surface level, which 69% of freight prospects say improves the sales experience that you're having with your, that they're having with you. In addition, guys, you showcase your commitment to assisting above all else by suggesting an alternative solution, all right? Just because they're looking for that X factor, hey, you've got the Y feature. If that Y feature, you know, supersedes their requirement for the X factor, well, then that's worth considering, all right? But even if it can't be accomplished through your awesome freight service. So I could give you some examples on this, but just bear in mind, if you're missing the X factor that they want, consider all the Y features that you have that could take the X factor's place. Again, the more specialized the freight is, the more specialized the trailer is, obviously you are not going to use an end dump to move a tanker load, to move a liquid load. So everything's got to be considered. All the factors have to be considered here. Let's move on to that last line of what freight prospects tell us and what they actually mean, and that is, when will your freight service start? When will your freight service actually start for us? Well, here's the reality of this line. Guys, again, pay close attention. Asking for the pickup and delivery dates is a great sign. Again, this is the reality, all right? Because they're asking you, when will your freight service start? Well, it's going to start when you give me the pickup and delivery address. But this question means that there's a high probability that your freight prospect is interested in thinking, how soon can we get going on this? So that's what you're actually thinking. Well, here's how you respond. What will be the best date for you? All right, they're asking you, hey, when will the freight service start? Your response is, when do you want it to? Plain and simple. Hey, I've got trucks right now. I've got trailers right now. When do you want to start? Even if you can't meet the day and time that the prospect names, this response shows that you're definitely eager to assist them and actually get going moving the freight. If you suspect your freight prospect isn't ready to get going, then just ask them, what's causing the requirement for the product right now? All right, what's causing it? Again, you're tying up what they're saying with what you can do for them. That question will assist you to surface any needs your freight prospect hasn't yet shared with you. So, 7 responses. I'm going to go over them real quickly, guys. Remember, and again, you've got your document here to go over with as well. But real quickly, those 7 responses that you really have to dig in and find out what the true meaning is. That first one is, check back in a couple weeks. That's the most common one. Then we've got, I don't have the time right now. Number 3 is, I'm too new here to work with you. Number 4, we don't have the budget. All right, anytime any of these come up, what is the underlying meaning of what they're saying? 5, this is a good fit for us. 6, this looks great, but we have to do X. 7, when will your freight service start? All those responses, when you hear them, again, find out what the underlying meaning is to them. There's a high probability. Yes, those initial ones, they're attempting to blow you off. The latter ones, again, these are things that come up as you make more and more contact with your freight prospects. Moving on to that second attachment, let's go over some freight sales success quotes to really get you motivated today. Opening up that second attachment, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, again, this blends in well with the topic that I'm going over today, and that is freight prospects are actually meaning this, that they go hand in hand. So let's talk about it. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, guys, most in sales, they won't do the required work that it takes to make selling easy. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, I say this all the time, the success rate in this profession could be 1 in 10, could be 1 in 15, it could be 1 in 20, but the failure rate is high. Why? Because most won't do the required work, and after you do that required work, selling becomes easy, because in this case, if you've spoken to the required, and again, the minimum that I tell you to make contact with, 3 a day, that's it. Not 3 a day and then 3 next week, 3 every day. You keep talking to more and more people, this profession becomes easier and easier and easier. But here's the thing. Most won't do the required work that it takes to make selling easy. You've got to do this. You've got to learn these responses. You've got to know that you're going to get them. Not only that, but when you get them, you have to find out what the under meaning is behind them. So Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, unfortunately, most in sales will not do what's required. Again, in this case, finding out what these lines mean that it takes to make selling easy, because I will say this, after a while, selling becomes easy. Why? Because you get better and better at it. Repetition and habit beats not doing anything. That's how you get good at this profession. Let's go ahead and move on to attachment number 3 down at the bottom there, guys, and that is, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, there are degrees of failure. Now, I don't mean to be negative here, but what I'm talking about ties in well with what I'm going now. It's plain and simple. The degree of failure in freight sales. The first one is the failure to listen. Again, listen to what your prospects are saying. Not only listening, but learning, okay? But listening is so important because that's where learning takes place. The second one is the failure to set goals. I mean, do you have, you know, documents on your wall telling you what you're going to accomplish today? The third is the failure to prepare or the failure to plan. What is your game plan? What are your goals? Are you following through with that plan? If you don't have a plan, you don't have a playbook, what are you going by? You're going by nothing. So the fourth is a failure to connect and act. Connect with the marketplace. Call shipping decision makers and, you know, respond to these lines that you're given when they mean something else. The fifth is failure to make a sale. Obviously, you got to make sales to earn commissions. The sixth failure is the failure to keep going. My point here is that first one, failure to listen and learn. Listen, what are your freight prospects saying to you? And not only what are they saying to you, but how are you responding to them? So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, you've got to know the degrees of failure in freight sales. If you're failing here, okay, you've got to correct it. So the first, failure to listen and learn. Second, failure to set goals. Third, failure to prepare and plan. The fourth is failure to connect and act. Fifth, failure to make a sale. Sixth, failure to keep going. It all starts at the beginning, though. If you're not listening and learning, you're going to fail at all the others. So make sure you've got to connect with the folks and find out what they're saying when they do say these lines to you. Let's go ahead and open up that fourth attachment, guys. That fourth attachment reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, when you have the pressure to sell, okay, when you sound like you're desperate, when you're salivating at the mouth, your prospect is going to sense it and they're going to back off. After all, who would want to work with somebody that sounds desperate? I'd rather work with somebody that sounds cool, that's saying words that I can relate to, that's rebutting what I'm saying to them. I mean, that's who I want to work with. If I feel I'm talking to somebody that's desperate or nervous, I'm not going to work with them. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, when you have the pressure to sell, hey, when you got bills to pay, and if you got bills to pay because you haven't made the required calls to earn commissions, your prospect is going to sense it, and they're going to back off. Don't ever sound like you're pressured, like you're pressuring them, like you're nervous, like you're breathing hard. Call, be calm, cool, and collected when you make those contacts with your prospects. Let's go to that fifth attachment. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, and that is, nothing happens until you do something to make it happen. Not only that, but you've got to make it happen every single day. Nothing happens until you do something to make it happen. Not only that, but you've got to do it every single day. Again, what is your playbook? What is your plan? Are you following my guidelines in my Freight Sales Success Guide? Do you have a list of things that you have to do every day? Not only that, but are you doing them every day? Because nothing will happen, as I said earlier, nothing's going to happen until you make it happen. Not only that, but make it happen every single day. Let's move on to attachment number 6. On the bottom of your attachments there that I sent you free of charge, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, Opportunity. Again, opportunity often shows up in the form of adversity. Opportunity often shows up in the form of adversity, especially in our profession. How often do I tell you that when you move that first load with any prospect or future customer, it's because you're going in there and you're solving a challenge that they're having. For whatever reason, here's an example. It's a tight freight lane in that area, and you know their current brokers aren't providing it for them. They're going to give you the opportunity because, hey, what can it hurt? So what do? You get the lane, you post it on the board, and typically there's always divine intervention when this happens. But it won't happen if you don't post the load. You got to post the load. You got to contact carriers that are in the area. Because a lot of times we can get awful lazy if we've been doing a lane or working with a customer for some time. So typically, as I said, when you're calling your prospects and customers, always remember this, especially when you're a newbie. Opportunity. The opportunity to move somebody's freight often shows up in the form of adversity. 9 times out of 10, you will move a load because something's come up with your prospect, your customer. You know, whoever's not moving it, they give you the opportunity, and voila, a truck shows up. That's typically how we move our customers' first loads. Opportunity often shows up in the form of adversity, and that's typical for anything that we do in life. It's because we have the opportunity, but it typically shows up in adversity. So basically, God is telling you, how serious are you about doing this? Really, how serious are you? Here's the opportunity, here's the adversity, and here's another thing. When we get over that adversity, it's the best thing for us because now we know how to solve that particular challenge. Let's move on to attachment number 7. Attachment number 7 reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, I'll ask this question, how well do you spot opportunity? How well do you spot opportunity? And here's the thing, as you do more and more loads like this, you're going to spot more and more opportunity. You're going to see that opportunity is infinite. It's unlimited. The question is, where is your mind when it appears? Are you open to opportunity? Okay? Opportunity comes to us in this profession in so many different ways. The question is, will you, do you, how well do you spot it? And you'll see what I mean as you cover and move more and more loads. You're going to say, hey, boy, there's opportunity all over the place in this profession. Again, great topic today. When freight prospects tell you certain things, is it what they actually mean? Hence, freight prospects are actually meaning this. In closing today, do you have any questions about what I just went over? More importantly, are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team? There's a reason why you got on the call today. Now, if you're a freight agent with our office, our high producing office, you're on because you're continuing your learning. But if you're not, you got on because you see value in what I'm providing. And let me ask you this. Is your current freight broker providing the same top-notch training that I'm giving you? Are you ready to join our team? Yes? Then give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Great topic today. Again, that topic is freight prospects are actually meaning this. We'll see you all again next week when you join me on Tuesday and every Tuesday on my Tuesday conference call again, 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time. Been a pleasure talking to all you today. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next week, same time, same day. Take care. God bless, and goodbye.